And good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess with Higher Dimension, coming to you through the courtesy of BBS Radio. And I hope that you all weathered the past week fairly well. A lot of stuff going on in the world, a lot of rain into some people's lives, and a lot of wind, and I'm hoping that everybody in my listening audience managed to survive A-OK. I am hopeful that we are going to have a better week, but from what I hear, we're more up for some wind and rain in the south. Washington, D.C. got away with lots of rain, a little flooding and wind, and I don't have to water my garden for a day or two. That's a good thing. At any rate, today, it's been a year, so I have not taught how to be your own psychic. And I like to kind of do this from time to time because people have questions and issues that they often need help with. And sometimes you just can't get to someone or you can't afford to talk to someone or you really need to learn to reach into your own psyche to find the answers to very, very important questions that you have. I had a listener who has been in contact with me, asked some very serious and soul-searching questions, and she was part of my reason for today coming up with giving you another full hour of this training. However, I am going to do a reading for her, and her name is Dee, and I'm going to use the tarot cards, and I'm going to use my gut feeling as well. It has to do with situations around the home and business and whether or not one should stay in the same area. So I'm going to give this information out as I can. I also asked another dear friend of mine, if she gets my email in time, to come on and perhaps give another reading from her perspective because she's such a wonderful reader, Maureen McGill. So if she comes on later, it's she got my email, and she might call in and offer her 2 cents worth, which is valuable, and give the impression. First of all, though, Dee, this reading is for you, and I am so sorry that things are happening, but you know, gut feeling is sometimes when we don't listen to what the universe or God wants us to do, we have the rug pulled out from under us, and we are forced to do things that we just don't want to do. And as bizarre as it sounds, and as strange as it sounds, you know, there are times when I look up and I say, you know, God, if things don't straighten up, I'm afraid you and I are going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting. So these things sometimes are meant to help us move into a new area. And my feeling is you know this. But the problem is, from an emotional standpoint, it's very painful, it's very difficult, and it's very, very much of a sorrow at many times. And I quite understand what you may be going through, so you have my compassion and my love and my prayers. Now then, I am going to shuffle the cards as I am talking, and we're going to talk about staying or relocating. I think that's the first question. If you get a chance to call in, please feel free to call in and ask additional questions, but I'm going to go according to memory, dear heart, so we can see what's happening. Whether or not you should stay where you are or you should pack up and move and have a better place somewhere else, we can get more help. And also to let you know, I am making inquiries, so if you contact me later by email, tomorrow I should hope to have some more information for you. Yes?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
Oh, this is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
Good. Oh, I got to you quick this morning.
Okay. Can I ask you to hold while I do this first reading for the other young lady?
Oh, sure.
Okay, Evelyn. Fabulous. All right, Dee, this is for you. The first thing I got was the Rejoicer, Woman of Cups. So what I'm going to say for you, my dear, is that that which looks like it is so sorry for you now, so sad, so difficult for you and family, rejoice. It's better. Ha! Huh. I've got the next card, which is Fortune. All right. Good fortune is coming to you, which means money and opportunities. Commencement. Oh, my. New beginnings for you, my dear. The Four of Worlds. commencement, the beginning, the sun rising in the east, the moons, the stars, all of this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. The past looks like the reflection. It looks like a bit of a holdup, a bit of a holdup into before you move forward, which can mean holding up of funds, etc. Change, Eight of Worlds. Golly, yeah, there's a lot of change coming for you. I think basically the setback that you've had, the delays you've had, are good for you. And here's the Tower. The Tower represents true change. Change from the very bottom up through the top. This is a good thing. If you continue to stay where you are in life, you cannot begin new things. And on top of that, my dear D, we have the Star. That is the very best card in the deck. All the wishes, all the good things you are hoping for, everything is going to come in for you. So what am I saying? You have met defeat in the past. You have met delays. But, sweetheart, your decision to move forward, to move along, is the right one for you. I would grab it and run with it. I also see, again, the Regenerator. That means renewal of life, moving forward, getting a new lease on life. So go forward and go with God, my dear. Should you move, it looks like you can move and it would be okay. But whatever is going to happen, whatever decision that you make, I can tell you this, it's going to turn out all right. So, Dee, darling, if you're listening, you have it. Okay? Thank you. All right, Evelyn.
Hello.
Hello. And where are you from, my dear?
Arizona.
Uh-huh. What part?
The Phoenix area.
Phoenix. Oh, I love that area. I love that area. I've been there on a couple of visits. Scottsdale and Phoenix, beautiful area. Down
yeah,
in Tucson, I love it, too. I've been to the Desert Museum. Beautiful place. Fabulous. Anyway, what can I do for you today?
Oh, I don't know. It sounds like I could have one of the readings that you just gave me.
You want another one? You want a reading? A good one, huh? They cost more, right? All right. What's your question today?
Pardon me?
What's your question for a reading?
Well, my question would be is either a better full-time job or keep the job I have now and just find another and find a part-time job. And if so, what direction should I go for that?
Okay. So you want to know if you should stay where you are or perhaps move into another income area. Additional work?
Yeah.
Perhaps. You know, my gut instinct is if you do that, you're going to be, and I'm just reading off the cuff, I haven't done a card yet. If you take on another job, it's going to be too much for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be too much, and my concern for you is that being too much is not the best thing for you. However, even though it looks like it on the surface, you might want to hold back on that and consider that at a future time. But let's see what the cards say. Okay, Devil's Play. Well, Devil's Play is looking to new things. It means that you need to have more fun in life, darling. You are not having enough fun. You are too worried about what's going on around you and not letting go and letting God, as it were.
Okay.
Is that right?
That's very true.
You gotta lighten up. You gotta let go and let the universe work with you. Ah, I got the Regenerator again. We're talking about renewal for you, a recharging of your batteries, renewal of interest, moving forward. We're talking about you're having also a setback. Isn't that interesting? You have some of the same cards. I'm going to do something different here because I just, I'm suspicious when I get the same cards. It seems to me you've had a setback, a delay in one of the things that you want to do in life, okay? And I think that it's a time for reflection. That means you just need to let things come more to fruition for you.
Okay.
Don't force it.
Okay.
Okay? Take a deep breath, and if you can, hunker down. Don't push yourself too hard, because if you do, I think you're going to find out that you are exhausting yourself with very little benefit. When it's not the time, it's not right. If you expend the energy, you spend energy and don't move forward. Here I have Purity. Okay, the Two of Wands. What is your intention? Focus, clarify what is it that you truly, truly want. Maintain the integrity, aspirations, the Four of Wands. Reach for your highest goals. Okay? Mm-hmm. Maintain what it is that you want. Reach for the stars. Maintain the highest ideals you have. Focus on that. Don't look back. And you're going to have some unique ideas. I hear that you have the inventor here. This is new ideas. This is something that hasn't been really done before. Or if it's been done, you're going to find a new way of doing something, achieving what you want, but doing it in a new way. Does that make sense?
New ideas
coming into you, a new way of doing things.
Geez, not that I'm aware of.
Well, you know, sometimes when we say reinventing, it can be just redoing or what you've done before, but coming at it from a different angle. Being inventive with what you have. In other words, it's if you ever watch these TV stations that show you people doing different things with furniture in the house so that it looks different but not spending much money.
Yeah.
And making it look totally different and totally up to date. Something like that. That's what I talk about an inventor. It doesn't necessarily mean brand new in every sense of the way. It does mean a new way of looking at something and changing things so that the same old doesn't continue to happen. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Well, I think my attitude is changing. And,
that's
you know,
a very important thing to change, by the way.
Yeah,
attitude
it's more that
important.
That's changing. I'm not so... I'm not angry or anything. It's just like I'm not letting things bother me like I used to. I'm just trying to let that go.
Okay. All right. What I have here is art. Art refers to hope, grace, inspiration in my book, and here we talked about inventor before, inspiration, looking at things from a fresh viewpoint, could be new attitude, could be etc. Anger, if there's any anger from the past, would you please let it go? Any anger, and you have choices coming up. You are going to be given several choices, and I want you to use your highest ideal to make a wise decision. Does that make sense? You are going to be given opportunities. Use the knowledge that you have, maintain your high ideals, and reach for what you want. You can
okay.
grasp it. It's there for you. But you have to be sure it's really what you want, and then go for it and stay with it. Maintain an attitude of gratefulness, gratitude, and keep on checking. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Now, specifically, I'm going to tell you again, my gut feeling is I don't want to see you getting another job right at this time, whether it's just within the next few weeks or whatever, because I think that you have got a lot of stress and strain on you. Is that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, but for financial reasons, I have to.
Yeah, okay. I want you to take a deep breath and play first. And I want you to take another look at what's going on in your life. And I think you're going to find a way of making things work by looking at it from another point of view. I think the answer is staring you in the face, but you can't see it because you've seen it before and you're not seeing it from a fresh angle. Financially speaking, I think that that issue is going to resolve itself, all right? And I think that in the next three weeks to 6 weeks, that stress is going to be off your neck for a temporary solution at least. But it is going to take a couple of weeks to get through. Okay?
Okay.
So just bear with me on that one. Now, long term, you've got to let go of the past in order to move forward with the future. And I mean completely let go of the past. Totally. 100%. It's no longer you. You have gone through some things. Time to shake it off. Time to just say, let go and let God, so to speak, just release everything from the past that no longer fits you now, which could be a number of things in your life, including concern about money.
Okay.
And do I know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I've been there, done that. I've been sitting there chewing my nails thinking, am I going to make it?
Yeah.
To the next month. Yeah. Been there, done that, honey. You know, nobody knows that trick better than me. Believe me. I have an advanced degree in worry.
And I'm right behind you.
Yeah. You're probably getting your, you know, I've got my PhD. You're behind me. So
yeah,
at any rate, anyway, you're going to do okay. I don't want you to worry about it. I
okay.
think that what you have a desire for and a need for is coming to you. It may look like it's not moving in a good enough time for you. You're wondering what you say, hurry up. And it's going to hit, but give yourself 3 to 6 weeks. My feeling is where you are working now, I want you, you will probably not stay there.
Okay?
Not long term at any rate. And I know it feels safe. Believe
me. Right.
It feels safe, but it's not what you need for the long term. And it's what you kind of almost feel like you're suffocating there. It's not suffocation. It's managed to make it so far, and it's okay. It's
right.
okay. But look forward and put out to the universe that you want the ideal job at the ideal amount of pay. You don't even have to put a dollar sign on it. Okay?
Okay.
And you just put it out there, and every time you get a little chintz of a worry, focus on no worry. I know it's going to come through. Only good is coming my way because I deserve good.
Okay.
And allow that good to unfold in your life. And it's very hard, believe me, that the discipline I have been working on myself. It's always, well, I didn't have this in the past. What if? And you, as soon as you do the what if, you sort of shoot yourself in the foot. You don't want to do any more what ifs. You want to say, I got it. I know it. It's going to manifest for me no matter what. Okay? Keep
right.
your eye on the prize, and you will attain it.
Okay.
Okay? And have more fun, darling. Even if, you know, and the best fun sometimes doesn't cost you anything, even if it's people watching.
Yeah.
Okay? Walking
yeah.
down the street, I have the most fun watching people. You have no idea.
Well, I know that part. That is actually quite entertaining.
Okay. Sit on a college, sit on a park bench and toss breadcrumbs at one of the little animals or whatever and just watch people. And just amuse yourself. It's such an entertaining thing to do. And by the way, it's a good exercise in intuition to ask yourself, I wonder what that person does for a living. I wonder what that person does for a living. See if you can guess at what that person may be doing. Exercise your intuition that way, okay? Because
okay.
you have the ability to find out good stuff.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds
God
good.
God bless you, dear, and thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Again, welcome all of you to the show. Again, I'm going to teach you some little tricks of the trade, so to speak. They're not tricks. They're techniques. And I know sometimes I use different words, and I shouldn't, because there are no tricks. This is magical in many ways, but it's just little things that you can do to help yourself center and become your own psychic. Again, it's very important for you, each of you, to be able to learn to trust in yourself and trust in your own capabilities and abilities, because your soul knows and your body knows what is best for you. And you can't successfully lie to yourself. Cannot, does not work, doesn't happen. All it does is cause you to forget who you really are. In the beginning, people always seem to think that children don't know what they're talking about, so they downplay and negate children's instincts. I remember it from my parents, and I'm sure that it happened with my parents, with grandparents, and so forth. Getting back to trusting the inner being to do that which is in your best interest is very difficult. And not only trusting it, but that means you can listen to what other people have to say. you can weigh and evaluate what other people have to say, but if it does not ring true, then for you, it is not truth. Always go back to yourself. Now, I'm not talking about the fear-driven aspects of it. I am talking about the aspects of teaching yourself how to be still and listen to the God within, to the wisdom and knowledge that exists in each of us. There is no one person more talented, more gifted of God. You know, what is it, that old expression when I was growing up? When God was giving out brains, I thought he said trains, and I said, no thanks, I'll take the next one. Very cute and funny, but you know what? We do not respect our own wisdom and knowledge, and frankly, we should. It is taught out of us. It is mocked out of us. It is worried out of us. We tend to want to trust other people rather than our own selves for making our decisions, and that is something that unempowers us. And being a person who loves to do things, I hate giving up my power to someone else. It's very, very, it lowers your self-esteem, etc. So having given you a motivational speech, what can we do? All right, you take a surface, any surface near you. It can be glass, okay? It can be soft wood, hard wood. Nothing with a rough surface, however. It can be tile, it can be marble, it could be whatever you want. You take your any finger, doesn't matter which one. I use the index finger. That, to me, is the easiest. Get yourself focused. Again, here we want to have you focus on you. Focus in your mind. Inform the intent. I want an answer to a question. Okay? Whatever that question is, get it firmly in place in your mind. Write it on the blackboard of your mind. Write it down first if you need to. Whatever works for you, do it. Then take your index finger. Doesn't matter which hand. Doesn't matter which finger again. And just rub it back and forth. Side to side, you can do up and down if you want. I find it easier to do side to side. And ask yourself the question, is it best? Try with a very simple question that you already know an answer. Good day, like is today Sunday? And if you ride your finger back and forth, it should be smooth and easy. You can apply light pressure, not heavy pressure, light pressure. You're not trying to impress anybody, no pun intended. So just write it back and forth. Ask yourself, is it morning and is it slide or is it afternoon, depending on where you are? Is it morning? Well, my finger is sticking. I get a little sticky. It drags a little. Is it afternoon? My finger keeps sliding. Then that's how you know. Now, someone else came to me and said to me, I did that, but I got the opposite. I got smooth when it wasn't the truth, and sticky when it was the truth. And I said, fine, that works too. Find out what your body tells you and how your body responds to you. For me, smooth is yes, or correct, or the right answer. Sticky, bumpy, draggy, whatever, is no. That's me. Try it for yourself. Each human being is different. We're not here for uniform purposes. We're here to teach you to empower yourself using your own body and your own mind and your own wisdom and knowledge to move forward in life. Okay? Having done that, if you have a question, should I take a second job? See if that finger drags, is sticky, or it's smooth. Do it whether or not. Should I move? Should I go someplace else? Each question, try not to ask two double-barreled questions because you're going to get confused answers. You want the answers to come as a yes and no. So please simplify and ask one question at a time. Multiple choice is not something you want to get into because then you're going to confuse yourself. You're going to get different answers. You're not going to know which is which. So again, make that effort to talk to yourself, etc.
Now, another thing you can do, take deep, even breaths, okay? Again, your body is going to respond to whatever question that you want to ask it. It may not seem to you as though you are getting the right answer, but each human being has the opportunity to ask its body for a specific question. Okay? Now, if you're relaxed, I want you to take three really deep breaths. One, inhale through the nose, deeply expand your chest cavity so you're pushing your tummy out, and then exhale. Okay? One more time. Again, inhale. Hold for a moment, then exhale, expressing all air out. And yet one third time. Now, listen very carefully and ask your body to please give you a sign as to an answer that it can give you of whether something is good for you to do or not. Ask your body to come up with its own unique sign that you can listen to in the future, whether it's at the store, to buy food, to cross a street, to go to a movie, to use this route, to choose a doctor, whatever. Ask, what sign would your body be willing to give you so in the future you can ask it a question and it will respond? Now, modify carefully what part of your body is talking to you. It can be your stomach. It could be your toe. It could be your nose itching, eye twitching. It doesn't matter. It depends on your body. For some people, it's so faint that they have difficulty listening into it. And that's okay. That just simply means that you haven't really gotten on a good, firm footing with your own body. Tell your body you want to know what signal it will give you in the future so that you can use that signal to get responses. Understand, everything that you need to know is already known. Everything that you need to experience has been written. You will know whether or not something is important for you to be doing or not. And sometimes you might not get a response because, you know what, you're supposed to be doing something. But by and large, if you ask your body, a lot of the angst, a lot of the upset can be, well, just basically bypassed and released so that you need not go through it. And a lot of people swear by this. So I want you to practice that too. And if you don't get a really strong response today, try again using very, very simple questions. Try it several times. You know, should you buy one type of cleaning fluid, say, over another? Ask your body which one would be best for you to use from a healthy standpoint or from a cleaning standpoint in your home. Doesn't have to be anything great and grand. In fact, it's probably a wise idea for you to start off with really small, semi-important issues, okay? And there's a reason for that, because you haven't listened to your body, you haven't given yourself the respect that you really need for a long time, and so the answers that you get from your body may be very faint. What you're doing, like anything else, is you're developing a muscle. You are building up confidence and rapport between your body and you, and giving your body more permission to participate on this very human level, to be a part, an active part in a new way in your dance of life. And I'm telling you truly that your body is going to be tickled pink about this, because there's nothing more that it would like to do than participate with you in making your life easier, better, happier, more fulfilled. This is what having a body is all about, quite frankly. It is about participating and joy and rejoicing and having the dance of life. And we tend to forget that our body is the main vehicle that we have on this earth plane to listen to enjoy. When it's sick, it lets you know, no question about it. I don't know about yours, but mine is not shy. When I've eaten something that I shouldn't have eaten, it is right up front and center with, oh boy, kid, you sure screwed up on that one. Want to take it again from the top? So the more you respect your body and allow your body to understand that you're not playing games, that you are going to listen to it, the more your body is going to respond loudly and clearly so that you can move forward in your life. This is very important, okay? Now, there are some other ways of doing this, and if anybody else wants to call in at this time and have a reading, please feel free to do so. If anybody's tried at home and has gotten an answer and wants to share that information with us, that's okay too. I'm delighted to work with you on this. If somebody has some questions, I'll be glad to guide you through this. So, you know, do feel free to call, and I'm so glad we had one person come through, and hopefully we'll have more come through. There are some issues that are coming around with the energies, and there are times, you know, when we can look at ourselves and not recognize ourselves. And that sounds a little bit on the strange side, but you know what? As we change ourselves from within, we are going to change the outer covering as well. What you are inside eventually comes to the fore on the outside of you. That is an old country saying. I know I've said that before. It may be repetition for some of you. But again, I would like you to understand that as you change and grow from within, you are going to see changes in your eyes, in your face, in the way people react to you, in what you say and do. You will find yourself moving forward. One of the most difficult things to do, again, is to trust yourself and the experiences that you are having in your life. Trusting that you are meant only for good is very difficult to do because we have been so pounded with the opposite message. And not only in our lifetimes, but our parents' and grandparents' lifetimes. It has become almost a hardened thought form. If, and here's the truth of it, if somebody repeats it often enough, have you not heard that it must be true? Even if it doesn't square with what you feel inside, people will accept a lie as truth if it's repeated often enough. And I think that we all should be aware of that. And wary of that. Do not deny your own truth. If something is true and works for you, doesn't matter if somebody else comes along and says it can't be true, trust yourself because you and you alone are answerable for you. And if somebody else comes along and says it isn't true, and for you it is the truth, hold to that truth. That is called being true to yourself. That is called having confidence. That is called becoming responsible for one's own thoughts and actions. I think that that is very, very important in today's world because each of us is growing exponentially. We are going to be coming through some very, very bumpy times, and we must, again, learn to trust ourselves so we can get through what is coming up and we can honor ourselves and make it through safely. There are several ways. I'm trying to think of another way now that is very good for getting answer. Again, using a finger or
not in a nice, not in a bad way. I hate to say that. But again, you can use the hand symbol, like make two circles with your fingers. It can be your index finger, your little finger, your forefinger. It doesn't matter which finger you want to use. Again, just make a circle so that the tips of your thumb and your finger together are together, and just put one circle inside the other, so you make like two rings that are locked together. Try and pull them out. Now concentrate again on a question. Is today sunny? And if it's sunny where you are, then trying to pull those two rings apart. Try to pull your two hands apart with the two fingers tight together. Okay? You don't have to consciously hold them because they'll hold strong. Anytime you know it's strong, it will hold strong. If it's sunny today, it should not break. If you say it's rainy today and you pull, one of the fingers is going to release, which means that you have now a truth. This is another way of checking whether or not something is accurate or not. You can do it, again, in a car. You can do it buying food. It doesn't matter. You can use it to buy food. I'm repeating myself. Forgive me. Choosing a doctor. Again, I'm getting kind of stuck in giving you, ways you can use it. You can use it. It's only limited by your imagination how you want to use it. Let me put it that way. So you can use it in asking any question you want, from very, very serious life ones or not, whether to buy a house, whether to buy a cell, whether to do something or else. These things, you must trust yourself. Start little and work big if you have to. But believe me, the more you begin to find out the truth of the matter, the more you're going to trust yourself, the more empowered you become, the easier life is going to be, the happier you're going to be, and the stronger and more livable your entire world is going to be. And this is basically what life is all about, helping each other to grow and make decisions and trust each other and to live in a world that is more beautiful than you can imagine. And I don't believe any of us has been meant to lose anything in life unless you have made that decision. And it is a lesson that is for the greater good, in which case that may occur. The lesson may occur, but you will know why it is, and it will not be a fatal mistake. There are still experiences, remember, that you all have chosen to go through, but we complicate ourselves an awful lot by going through stuff we really, truly don't need to go through. And if you don't need to go through it, why go through it? Let's see, there's another one also. It's very similar to that. You can take your middle finger and place it upon your index finger so that your middle finger, almost like you're crossing your fingers like you did when you were a kid, wishing things, just put that top finger, then the index finger, the hail and farewell finger, as I call it, on top of the index finger and ask a question. Press down. Ask yourself if you should do this, that, or the other thing, whatever the question may be, ask yourself, should I go to the store? Should I go to the movie? Should I change jobs? Yada, yada. And if the finger remains strong, your index finger remains strong and doesn't bend when you push it down with the middle finger, then the answer is yes. Okay? You might want, again, try ahead of time and see, test which direction is yes for you. Again, I don't want it to come back that for you it's the opposite. So if it remains strong, usually that means yes. If it gets pushed down, that usually means no. The weak is no. Okay? That is another way of testing. You can use any one of these ways. You can use them multiple times if you're not sure of your answers. And retest at any time that you want to ensure yourself or to encourage yourself. Again, like anything else, if you don't use it on a consistent basis it's not going to work for you. It's like any other muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. The stronger it gets, the more you rely on it. So we're just talking about being committed to honoring our body with asking it and accepting the answers and working on the answer. Again, if you ask the body, but you never follow through with it, common sense is kind of going to tell you it's not going to work for you when you really need it because you've not honored it and trusted it. So learning to trust yourself, please, on a consistent basis, this is a good thing, okay? Now, another way of dealing with this is, again, kinesiology. Oh, it's hard to come down with that one. It's, again, somebody else, you can do with somebody else using pressure, but that, again, is a little more sophisticated. If you have any questions about what I am teaching, please feel free to call in and ask the questions so that we can clear them up. I don't want it to be left cloudy in somebody's mind. Life is too important to leave things in a muddle. So I would rather that you do call in and ask about what's going on. And I hope I'm not so interesting that people aren't calling in because they're writing too much. I'm always glad to repeat, so feel free to call in if you can possibly do so. A couple of things that have come up lately is the new ascension work. Well, that's really very important. I use this sometimes, these things, just whether or not I should interview somebody on the show. And usually I get a nice strong yes, because I guess my intent is out there is to bring in good people into the show who are going to share and who are going to help others become more clear within themselves about who they are and where they're going. The ascension process is really a fascinating one for me, and I'm not sure that I know a whole heck of a lot about it. I keep getting different pieces of information, which is interesting. And I sometimes seek information from others, input. And it's okay for you to do that, by the way, to bounce ideas off of other people, to get their input. But in the final analysis, remember to go inside and check with yourself. If it feels right, then honor that feeling and follow through with it. If it doesn't, honor that feeling. Ask that a decision be set aside or that you can get confirmation from another source, which will leave you no doubt as to the wisest course of action for you to achieve your goals and objectives. There is no reason why that can't be one of the gifts that you seek. And getting confirmation, the universe is just only too happy to help you. If you get a muddled answer, wait a day or two. Or, again, reframe your question. It could be that you're not framing the question in a way that your body can provide you with the correct answer. That's something else you might consider. Again, you want your body to provide you with the correct answer, and if you are not providing the, making the question so the body can give you the right answer, you're not going to get a right answer, so honor that and ask a couple of different ways, especially if it seems muddled. That's my suggestion, because sometimes we aren't as clear as we think we are. And boy, I know I've been down that road a time or two in my life. All right. The other thing is, when you ask a question, one of the best ways for you to find the answer is to relax first. Do a meditation. Take deep breathing, or do deep breathing exercises. Take deep, slow breaths, consciously slow down your mind. focus. Again, focus on the breath. When we are uptight, when we are extremely stressed, it is exceedingly difficult to get good answers and clear answers. Another way of getting answers for yourself is to dream about them. You can write a question down, think about it, put the paper under the pillow at night, do whatever you want in that direction. Meditation is also very good. But if you want to have a dream about it, and sometimes dreams are really, really good, then consider asking that the answer to your questions come to you at night in dreams. And then have a pad and pencil by your bedside and record your dream when you get up in the middle of the night. Again, it's important to be consistent about things. You can't ask for a dream and then just do nothing to follow through with getting the answer from the dream. Again, your body, your mind, your soul will do what you want it to do and what you command it to do. But you also have to follow through with it. Inconsistency isn't going to work for this. Honoring again what you know to be true within yourself is the best way to go. And I cannot, as you see, repeat it enough because for me it is so important. For many years I doubted that what I got and what I understood was correct. And I wasted a heck of a long time going through experiences that really, really, really didn't have to be go through, but because I didn't believe in myself and trust in myself, I had to go down that long, harsh hallway until I finally came up with the answer that I knew all along, is that, by golly, I do know. And it's time that I trusted myself. Teaching others to trust themselves is very important. It's what teachers do. If we have knowledge and we do not share it, then shame on us. I prefer to share my knowledge, mainly because I don't want to have anybody else go through the stuff that I've had to go through in my life to reach a certain age or a certain stage. So these are benefits that I have given you that are tried and true. Would not provide you anything that I did not know truly works for me, and I am of the opinion I'm as human as anybody else. You know, I get up, I eat, the whole nine yards, just like everybody else does. So pretty much if it works for me, it'll work for you. But I give you several different ways of doing things because not every way works for the same person every time. So creating opportunities to try new ways of doing things and see what works for you is probably a very good idea. And then it allows you to pick and choose, which gives you greater freedom and greater confidence. And again, this is what we're all talking about. Until a few months ago, I had tarot cards and I couldn't read for to save my soul. It just didn't come together. Then one day, bada boom, it came together and I could give readings by using cards. Had no clue. Thought I had wasted a lot of money getting different kinds of cards. Only to find out that, yeah, now I can read them. I don't have to follow slavishly the book. I use them simply and get a sense of what's going on. And then I interpret that. And it works for me. And so far, they've been amazingly accurate, at least from the feedback that I have gotten. But it's just another way of checking things out. I don't go blindly into things anymore. Always a good idea to be a little bit more wise about what we do. So, again, check it out for yourself. Use a method, one of these techniques, and there are more techniques than this that you can use. Now, I had a wonderful, wonderful teacher. I don't know if she'd like me to use her name or not, so I won't. But she could read the scrapings out of a dish of ice cream.
she could also sit in the chair that someone else had vacated. And as she laughingly said, she read with her bud. She could read what the person was by sitting and getting the energy from their butt that they had sat. And that's pretty funny. Tea leaf readers are the same thing. Anything that you use to get information is simply another tool. So it doesn't have to be the same tool each time. I give examples that people can use when they're on the road or out and about town. It's just as easy for you to sit at home and try to contemplate and meditate first to get answers. The more upset you are, the more worried you are, the less likely you are to be a free and clear channel, the more likely you are, in other words, to get into your own way of getting the answers that you seek. That is why I suggest that if you have real need for answers, just take a deep breath and set things aside. Pray first, then meditate. One of the most powerful ways of relaxing is through breathing. Take at least 3 deep breaths. Focus on quieting yourself within before seeking a question. If you are all upset about things, that is not the time to ask, because you will be giving yourself or getting in your own way. So again, calm yourself down. Listen to music. Take a warm bath. Whatever it does that you do in your life to calm yourself down and to help yourself feel good. You can go for a walk in the park. You could walk around the block. You could go to the gym. I don't care what you do. As long as you do something that works for you to release stress and tension. The more uptight you are, the less likely you are, again, to get the answers that you seek. If there's anybody else who wants to call in, please do so. We don't have a lot of time left. I'm thinking we have maybe 5 minutes. I would love to talk to someone else, give a fast reading if I could. If not, I can continue on providing some other additional information. One of the things that you can find out, and I don't know, another technique for finding out whether something is accurate or not, I'm trying to think and I seem to have run out of ideas at this time, because I'm a little bit tired myself today for some strange reason. One of the things that I do to relax is sing. Or imagine, play an imagination game. Playing games with your mind, pretending, daydreaming, this is a good way to get into relaxation. Also, taking a nap is another way you can get into a form of relaxation. And just before going to sleep, ask yourself, tell your mind, tell your soul, whatever, ask God, doesn't matter to whom, the higher power you address, to give you an answer in your dreams that you will remember, so that you can know what to do. Be consistent. If you don't get it the first time, try again. Again, if you practice this and listen to your dreams, write them down, you will find that you will be getting answers in dreams. Edgar Cayce said on more than one occasion that nothing important happens in a person's life, but that they dream about it. So setting down your dreams is also a very, very good way to tune into what you want to know. Trusting your dreams, following your dreams, so many people have. Many inventions have come through dreaming. Ford
And also, Henry Ford had a, I think it was Henry Ford, and don't shoot me if I'm wrong, had a lounge or a recliner in his office and would take naps and come up with ideas. I know that Edison did also, because when he woke up inspired. Now, if he had never listened to any of his, or respected or honored, any of his dreams, we wouldn't have the phone and a few other inventions that we have today. So I will tell you again, listen to yourself and honor yourself. There's more than one way to get the information you want. If it's that important in your life, try several ways. But, and this is important too, when you get the answer, act on it. If you are given directions to go somewhere and you never implement those directions, are you going to get there? Probably not. The other thing, as I said, is the follow-through. If you don't follow through with trusting your instinct, it's going to get weak or not work. So follow through with the information you're given. Will sometimes it not work out? Yeah. Will it be a disaster? Probably not. Can't guarantee it. I'm not the good Lord. But I do know this. If it's very important for you and what you're doing is incorrect, a correction will come from the universe for you, or a change of directions. And I can point out to the famous biblical thing, a scene from the Bible where Isaac was supposed to what? Sacrifice his son, and the angel came and stopped him, but he trusted what he heard. He trusted what he was given by the Lord, and he was ready to give his son, his only child, and his only child was trusting of the Father in the message that they were given, and the hand was stayed. Believe in yourself to that degree, because you will not be fooled. And you will not end up making a mockery of what you know in life. That's all I can tell you. Trust yourself. Trust what you are given and follow through with it. We don't have very much time, so I doubt we can handle any more questions today. My clock may be a few minutes off because we lost electricity. I want to thank you all for listening to the higher dimensions. Next week we're having a new guest. Her name is Kelly Lynn. She seems to be a very lovely person. I've spoken with her, as I do with all guests before I bring them on board. And she is very much into the ascension work, so we should have some really good information. She started a school in New Mexico to teach ascension work. She teaches over the internet as well. I think she's a gifted medium and psychic, and I think you will like what you hear. And I invite you to join me next week to listen to her. I can tell you that on the 28th of last week and last Sunday, I won't be available because I will be out of town. But I will be coming again in October, so I have to give two more weekends, and then I will be off for one weekend and back on again. I wish you all a wonderful, safe, joyous week. I hope the information I have given you today succeeds. If not, you can reach me through BBS Radio or my phone, area code 202-387-2080, or my website or email at psychicworlds4@aol.com. And my website is www.multiplepathwaysinc.com. I wish you all a blessed holiday or blessed weekend and very good prosperity for this coming week. You are all in my prayers. Thank you. Goodbye.